Blog Talk Radio.
Actually, from Thanksgiving through the New Year, this is my annual time of reflection. I remember as a child, I always was looking for Thanksgiving, dinner, and then we had the full Christmas. I always wondered what my parents were going to get for Christmas. I had told sometimes what I wanted, so what was on my heart. I don't know often than that, it's like a under the tree of this morning. But over the past 20, 25 years, my perspective has changed from giving a gift. Nothing against that, nothing against that. Me personally, if somebody if I'm giving a gift, that's fine. I thank the Lord. If I don't receive one, that's fine too. I'm just grateful to be where I am right now. And I reflect on mostly what God has brought me up to this point. Now, I mentioned the same thing at this time last year, but a year has gone now, and people that were with us are no longer with us. Some of the people that we knew aren't here with us anymore. And this year with COVID, we've had even more time to reflect. Life's kind of come almost at a standstill. So I think there was reflection and thinking about things in a, I shouldn't say more high, in a more intense way, for lack of a better word. You know, makes this year somewhat different from past year. You know, it had to change the way we live, change the way we do things, and then we have to reflect on what our lives are, what's really important. It's kind of the theme I've done through the whole year, of what's really important. You don't want things to strip away, something that's stripped away, kind of get back down to basics. But as I reflect on this year in particular, you know, I take note of many blessings God has bestowed upon me. I think about what brought me this far. So I'm up to this point at this time in history. One thing I can say about this year 2020 is I know many people who have been lost, not only COVID, but others. And I know at least a dozen people. I know lost a father or a mother or both. I know someone who's lost grandmothers. And I know some people who have lost members of their family. So this has been a year where I've taken into consideration what it really means, what's really important. And in that time of reflection, time of meditation, can be also a time of meditation. Meditation is like a little more than that. That's doing that. Really meditating on what's important in your life, what really matters. Not only what really matters, but where you are now, where would you like to be, where do you want to be? Now imagine if you lost a job and what you would like to have as a job. But maybe a job loss might be a blessing, might lead to other things. So this happens to me sometimes. One door closed, another door opened. And I think, God, thank God for this show. Beautiful in my head. All my health is good. All back with my friends. One thing I find really, I think probably one of the most important things in my life, I just keep all my friends. Personally, I do this thing. I think they're on social media, such as Zoom, live stream, YouTube, and other social media, it's been good, it's fine. Nothing these things to compare with a person face to face. But you get your vibe, understand how they're feeling, and you can ask questions, and really inquire about. That's one thing that really important. My three brothers, members of the church. So that's one of the things that's really important. That's one thing I really miss. But another thing is to have time to meditate on this. I was reading in Joshua. And this is when Moses asked the Lord Joshua, Joshua is very loyal, so he's like a big brother. He always had it along with his old brother. But Joshua said something in Moses, so he follows it, so whatever Moses did, he did. And there came a time when Moses passed and died in the wilderness. And I'm sure Joshua needed a word of encouragement. I'm not so sure if he needed it or not. Well, maybe, it was kind of like needed, I would say, something to reassurance. As a reason, verse 6, verse 2. So be strong and courageous, for you shall put the possession of the land as your answer. And be strong and very great. Be careful to act towards all the law that my servant both handed. And that kind of put it to the right hand or to the left, so that you may be successful wherever you go. make your way across this and you should talk about words, earth. I mean, this is it. You know, he does a natural cast of both directions. It was a big undertaking. So, we got it first. So, don't turn to the right. You know, follow the law, don't say they don't. That thing that he said, the other thing that he said, the law, difficult to talk, that's what I was talking about. I'm sure Joshua meditated on the day after. I get the idea that this is a man who had a full trust in God for God. Because he saw his mode, he saw his mentor fully trust in God. And he called the same Adam. Now we go to Saul. Saul, chapter 97 verses, King David. Oh, how I love you, Lord. Now I better speak to Saul. Day long. It was, David had to put his time off. Yes. You know, things that he had to really do. Go through, get troubling times. Yes. Times where he had worked on parts of his life. But I'm sure he reflected on God's word. You remember, David was a man after God's heart. Even with all his flaws and failings, he was still a man after God's heart. God after. Now, reflection is also time of remembrance, time of thinking about what you've done, what's happened. Plus, it was also a time of where you can make change. It's also, when you put on something, it not only has to be brought up for you, it's brought up in front of you. But, you know, there's changes that need to be made. One thing that also I had, he was in the house. Not speak spiritual, meditating spiritual, and he saw his own flaws, but sadly he just reflected on his own flaws. He never took to the next level. Okay, what can I do about it? And we all need that time to reflect, because if we don't have it, just kind of run willy-nilly. We're all over the place. Don't even know what you have the bearings. Don't know where to go, what steps to take. And then at the end, you know, you're all flustered, confused, maybe angry. You know, and maybe waste a lot of time, you waste your trust. Some of the most blessed times of reflection that you learn some down periods like that. You know, sometimes just stop all of your activity. You just get along with God. And really assess life. Assess where we are right now. So we've on for the some of the shortcomings, but also some of the successes. The Russians should have a pity party. Also, your sister, where do you want to go? Where am I headed? It's like being at a crossroads. And you travel with your journey along, but you still have a long way to go. You're at a crossroads. Then you have two roads, and you have to try to decide which road you want to take. And so whatever road you take, so you can end up somewhere. Most important thing is the way that you end up going on the right road, be afraid of that more. Now, just because you have a reflection, there is going to be some bumps. When you travel a new road, you know, it's going to be some bumps. No reflection, you know, it's going to bring up some very unpleasant things. But it also brings up some wonderful things. You know, there's wonderful things happening during this year. You know, that's how that goes. Yeah. You know, you have some terrible things, you have some good things. That's the way that is. But when we reflect on, yeah, how God, you know, how God did, God taken brought you this far. That's what, you know, when I share with others, I say, you know, God brought me this far. You know, a lot of people didn't make it. And I thank God for bringing me this far. You know, I thank God for things, or if you know that, thank God for the things, some of the things that I do, and maybe I learned, maybe things I learned. But I also want to know, where am I still? What does God have planned for me? I know there are steps I have to take. I know there are probably things I need to do. The results can bring us one of maybe needing to change something, maybe needing to go into a different direction. Sometimes maybe we need to, you know, leave the things that we're familiar with and go into a place where, or go to an area where we know nothing. When I was struggling with my gender issues to a person, one thing I had nothing to refer to. You know, I lived a typical male life. I lived up, you know, I did everything the male does. And then when I was in my mid-50s, I came, you know, I started having gender issues. And later on, I learned I was trans. I had feminine. I look at myself as not completely male, but not female. And this is something new. I never had those desires before. Before I came on that, I was wondering, why now is it my mid-50s? Why now, God? So why are you doing this way? See, I had no point of reference at all. I had none at all. My man and my friends. My man and my friends knew that they were listening, not married or whatever. But I had no reference at all. And reflection will sometimes take you that way. You take you to places where maybe you hadn't figured on going, or maybe you never even thought of it. And it's wonderful to reflect. It's wonderful to reflect on the good things that happened in life. You know, it brings a lot of joy. A lot of joy in your life. Maybe that wedding you went to. Maybe a new child was came into your family this year. And well, maybe got that job that you were excited, got your education. Maybe you're doing things that you never even thought you could do. I'm sure it's people out here who are doing things that they never even fathomed to do. You know, praise God for that. So reflection can be a wonderful, reflection is a wonderful thing. And during this the holidays, you know, I mentioned earlier, you know, it's time to reflection. First, Thanksgiving, I'm thankful for a lot of things. Be thankful. The dinner is nice. I love to eat. The dinner's nice, but I also think about being thankful. Thankful for many things that God has blessed us. And as we go through the year, season of Advent, so I think about what Christ has been born in. I'm thinking about what that Jesus did come. To be a sacrifice for the sins of men. As in a time of great anticipation. And I think about that quite a bit. But I love this time of year anyway. I love this time of year. Because I think about faith, tomorrow, tonight, maybe. But I also think about God's goodness. So good for all of us. And reflection is also giving me bearing on what's really important. You know, I think, sadly, a lot of people are depressed during this time because maybe past experiences, maybe they don't have the example of any LGBT community, many are estranged from their families simply because of who they are. And it's tough times, but reflection can also bring healing and change and bring salvation. You know, that's why it's one of the things to share the gospel with folks. You'll be doing this time, salvation, joy, what Christmas is about. And my final point is, if you're in reflection now, go with it. Do it during the time of reflection. Go with it. Embrace it. You know, if you learn things that are unpleasant, can't change it. Can't change it. It's just a fact that happens. And then move on from there. You know, accept things that you can't change. If there's some way you can mend something, by all means, do it. By all means. You know, is there a relationship you need healing? You know, something, some law of you need to be added. By all means, do that. And also reflect on the possibilities that you have. Please, I'm sure reflecting on what you've done, I'm pretty sure many people are doing things that you can put off, or maybe you know the best. There's some of you are playing it, doing some artwork that you'd like to do yourself. A young person to think that they could work with, had to work with his family and all the other responsibilities. Maybe it's something that you never thought you could do. One thing I did was I started writing poetry when I was 63 years old. Now, before that, if I had to build a poem my whole life, that was a lot. So I just started I just do something new. So there's many people who reflected on their lives, where they wanted to go, and they began new things. So that God can guide you to things. He can guide you. God can guide you. Just remember the time of reflection. It can also be a time of joy. It can be a time of searching. You know, a time of change. And it's good to reflect. It's good to reflect on goodness. It's good to reflect. Because the thing you want to do, make sure you're heading somewhere. You want to go somewhere by has a purpose as I do, but we know where you're going. And I just pray that you come out of it with some change in your life, change in your heart. And remember, God is with you, doing the guidance. And I'd like to thank you once again for your time. This is Genevieve, Steve Jones. And I look forward to getting together the next time. Thank you. God bless you all.